WR-W4NGU.
Listening to the static.
Well, I thought maybe if I keyed up to my call sign out there, I could break the monotony in the tank. Hey, it worked.
For one, I programmed into this Yaesu, but I got a walkie-talkie here on the seat that does, but I just didn't pick it up to see. It probably wouldn't have been too accurate anyway. I'm at 26 on 11. That's kind of a high point, so I probably would have picked it up anyway.
You're on your way in?
Yes, sir. Got a half a day today. Every Friday's half a day. That suits me.
It's supposed to be a pretty day. It's going to be another hot one.
Yeah, it was 93 yesterday. What's in the weekend supposed to be a tad cooler?
Saturday and Sunday. Today is supposed to be hotter.
I didn't get that, but I'd be curious to know if I'm getting in over that noise.
Bill, that's affirmative. I did copy you. I copied you over the noise. Yeah, it's supposed to be cooler Saturday and Sunday, but it's supposed to be hotter today.
Cool. I mean hot. Oh, I'll be glad when this humidity gets out of here. That's been the problem for me. I'll be glad to see the fall and the winter.
Roger, roger. Same here. I'm a fall kind of guy. If you could get rid of having to collect the leaves up out of the yard, fall would be my favorite time of the year.
Well, you know, I on a regular basis get trash in my yard living on the highway, but sometimes I pick it up and sometimes I don't because in 24 hours it will have blown out and a new crop blown in.
I've got to go. I'm on my way down to town. I got to have some images done on my shoulder.
Place fun. Is it just a big CAT scan or something closer to you, MRI style?
It's an MRI.
Kind of like an MRI. A little too close for me.
They may not do the MRI on me this time because I've got a little bit more metal in my body than I had before. I don't know if it's enough to disqualify me now or not.
I can hear a little beep, a little tone in code on the start of that transmission. I wonder what that is. I mean, I know it's a transceiver, but I don't think it's an intermod. It seems like it's being keyed up automatically.
I don't know. I was getting ready to turn the radio off, and I went, before I do that, let's just key it up and see if anybody can hear me over that static, not knowing what it was. And I'm glad I did get you in here.
Well, you have a good day. If you're about to turn the radio off, you must be just about destinated. But thanks for yelling. W4NGU listening for your final.
Roger, roger, Phil. You have a good day. Be careful getting in there. Hope it goes by quickly. And you have a great weekend, bud. Always good talking to you. 73 Kilo Zulu for Mike.
W4, never give up. Clear.
W4NGU, KN4VWA.
What you up to, brother? W4 never give up.
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse. I got a first call over. Morning.
You're a little marginal, although you are generally making it over that noise.
Yeah, I'm in the house and I'm on an HT.
Seeing it on the input. There we go out.
I'm in the house and I was on an HT. I'm in the house and I'm on a handheld.
Okay, sometimes you're doing real well on that noise, and sometimes it gets you. This morning, as long as you're in the house, I'll be standing by W4NGU.
W4NGU, K4VWA. This ought to sound a little better.
Whoa, that's better.
Ted.
I'm almost to the office, though.
What is that background coming in there? Man, I got my squelch run up to 9, and it's still coming in on it.
Well, can't you tell that's coming through the computer? The repeater, you're never going to squelch it out.
You're right. That's something else. I wonder what's going on.
I don't know. Sometimes it's got a little, you can hear a tone encoder at the beginning of it. So somebody's transceiver's keying up and got some inner mod in it that they're retransmitting.
You know, you're right, and I'm not hearing the squelch tail the tail at the end of the transmission either.
When it drops out, the 6-1 will drop out and you'll be able to hear its tail. Well, what you got on the agenda today? I'm 2.6 miles from the office.
Well, I got to run over here and diagnose a problem on a machine and see if I can get it figured out, get some parts ordered.
Well, I'm confident you'll get it figured out.
Yeah, yep. So, anyhow, then I get to come back and work in my man cave. I have not been able to get in there this entire week. I haven't been able to spend any time in there, but I'm hoping to get in there this afternoon and the rest of the day and get a little more of it cleaned up.
I have 71 items on my spreadsheet to do over the next few months, and that is number one because somebody's giving my daughter some furniture for her future apartment, which is down the road, but I'm going to have to pick it up Monday, and I don't have a place to put it.
That area out there going to be dry enough to store furniture?
So, we'll have to see. It's not conditioned air, so, you know, it is what it is. Neither is a commercial storage building, unless you get the expensive ones, and she's not going to do that. So we'll just have to store it out there and see what happens. I don't have room in the house for it.
You just, you know, that's one of those you do the best you can and keep on moving.
Of course, we make it, put it in the living room. She'll be moving to Charleston in May. So, I mean, I could put up with it for that long. If we really thought it was going to preserve it better. So I'll just have to look at the quality. The person that's giving this to us does not buy anything cheap. I can't believe they're going to give it to her. So it probably is going to be worth preserving whatever we need to do.
Yep. Well, with that said, when going to get it?
I think Monday. He says he's got his weekend. He's the stuff's coming up from Prosperity in Newberry County. And he's got to be out of a house he's closing. So I think he said Monday's the day. And, I'm off Monday. So he said I could easily get it on my truck and trailer. And he said he and I can get it off, that it's not that heavy. But I really don't want to bother him to come to my house. If he's good enough to give me this stuff, I really don't want to bother him. So I just have to figure that out later.
Well, hopefully we don't get any bad weather between now and then. So what is she moving to Charleston in May for? I thought she was going to school up here to do the dental thing.
She is. She's going to, it's a 3-year deal, and she's going to do the second half in Charleston. There's several reasons she wants to move down there, and she get the same degree from South Carolina. But she just wants to transfer at that point, so that'll be fine. Give me and Mama a little private time.
You know, that's a nice way of being able to say you'll be able to run around the house in your underwear again. Mental eraser.
Entirely possible she won't be back home because she wants her own apartment really bad. And so this might be it. Out of the nest.
Yeah, well, guess who's paying for the apartment?
Not me. She'll have a dental hygienist degree at that point. I am not paying for the apartment.
The apartment in Charleston?
Oh, she's going to live with her biological dad down there. So that'll be a sweet deal.
Well, good. Maybe he'll get a little bit. Has she ever lived with him?
Oh, yeah. And that doesn't always last long, but anyway, it won't be my problem.
Well, it'll be yours when she comes running back up here.
The topic for another day. I'm pulling in the parking lot. The 15th is honing in on you, my friend. Isn't that the day?
No, the 19th. Saturday the 19th of this month. And I'll tell you what, we're counting it down, and I can't wait.
That's good. Steve, got to run. Be listening for your final, W4NGU. W4, never give up, clear.
Well, you have a good one, Phil. I'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm glad I caught you this morning. Trying to do something productive, and I think I hope it goes well over there with your appointment today. Tell her I said howdy, and I'll see you in the morning about 10 o'clock. Is that right?
That's it.
73, Bubby. Go do something productive. Be a good citizen. W4NGU. K4WA. Clear.